This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is denying a report by Iran State TV about a prisoner swap with the U.S. for billions of dollars. Iranian State Television said on Sunday Tehran would free four Americans accused of spying in exchange for four Iranians held in the U.S. and the release of $7 billion in frozen oil funds blocked under United States sanctions. Washington denies that an agreement has been reached. Iran has been holding talks with world powers trying to revive the 2015 nuclear accord. Tehran has been looking for sanctions relief and claims some $20 billion of its oil revenue has been frozen in countries like South Korea, Iraq, and China. Fighting between Afghan government forces and the Taliban has left more than 100 insurgents dead in the past 24 hours, the defense ministry said Sunday, as the U.S. military pressed on with its withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Taliban and government forces clashed across several provinces, including in the former insurgent bastion of Kandahar, where the U.S. military carried out a precision strike Saturday as it formally began the final troop pullout. The U.S. military formally began withdrawing its remaining 2,500 troops from the violence-racked country Saturday, as ordered last month by U.S. President Joe Biden. Thousands of anti-coup protesters marched in Myanmar Sunday, calling for a spring revolution, with the country in its fourth month under a military regime. Cities, rural areas, remote mountainous regions, and even rebel-controlled border territories have been in uproar since the military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a February 1st coup. This is VOA News.